Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sons of Pitches. I am your co-host, Pranav Gandhi, and with me, as always, is Karam Advani in Singapore and Rohan Parekh in London. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
I am super excited because of the World Cup. I mean, the IPL was good, but I mean, you can't beat a World T20 event. So we're going to talk about the World T20. We're going to talk about the India squad specifically as well. And we're going to talk about the appointment of our new coach. The Ravi Shastri era is at its end. Will he go on with a win? We'll find out when we're going to talk about Rahul Dravid, who is appointed the new coach. Before we get to the discussion,
guys, you know what what I've been doing for the last 1 week is I've got the Carlos Brathwaite last over on like loop, and I watch it like every day, and I get happy. I'm so excited for this World Cup, man.
That was actually one of the best ones.
I always pause it when they show Ben Stokes' face, like, you know, down, hunched up, feeling sad. I feel so happy.
No, poor fellow, he's struggling with mental issues. Rohan, you're ruining it.
So, before we get started, guys, please like, subscribe, share this podcast with your friends as much as you can, because we need the listeners. Okay, so let's start with the World Cup preview. Okay, so I'm just going to go through an article which was published in iNews in the UK. Okay, so here are the odds that were there, and I don't know if they've been updated since because these change all the time. India is the all-out favorite at 5-2. England is next at 10-3, followed by West Indies and New Zealand that are both 11-2. Australia is 6-1. Pakistan is 15-2, and South Africa is 12-1. Let's start off, guys. Is there any? I mean, we can talk about India. We're going to talk about India a lot, which is the favorite. So before we even get into India, what do you guys think? Which is the side you would pick besides India to win this?
Okay, so before we get to that,
let's start with you.
Okay. Okay. So my dark horses are the West Indies again. They're just a deadly side if they show up.
Yeah. So they're not even dark horses. They're like a favorite.
Actually, they're the holders, frankly. But yeah. But no, what I wanted to say is it's amazing, man. I love to see Oman, New Guinea, Scotland, Netherlands, Namibia, Ireland, Afghanistan. It's just great to see these teams in the World Cup. So actually, I hope they pull off an upset or two. T20, I think, is the kind of format where that can happen. So I'm hoping.
And Karam, you got your wish already, because in the first game, Scotland beat Bangladesh, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? I was seeing, in fact, that's exactly what I was about to say. And it's also odd. It's not odd, really. Bangladesh are overwhelmingly rated better than Sri Lanka, which I guess doesn't say much when Sri Lanka and Afghanistan, the odds are the same for them to win the tournament. So I guess Sri Lankan cricket has some work to do. But India, and you know how I loathe ever picking India to win. I can't do it. Obviously, my heart is there. But West Indies.
No, so you like West Indies, yeah.
I like West Indies. I like Australia, actually. I like the odds on Australia, frankly. 6-1. If they show up, they're a decent side, you know, Australia.
Are they a decent side? Because I have a question for you. Because, I mean, David Warner was benched in the IPL. Steve Smith was not played in the IPL, which are, you know, two of their star batsmen, obviously. I mean, yes, you have Aaron Finch, who's, you know, superb on his day, etc. And actually, they have a good bowling side. I like their bowling side.
Yeah,
Cummins and Hazelwood.
Yeah.
Glenn Maxwell, game changer.
Yeah, yeah.
Stoinis,
so you think Australia? So Cummins. You think you'd pick? I have a question. You'd pick Australia, Charu, over West Indies? I get. You'd pick Australia over New Zealand and England?
I'd pick Australia over New Zealand, not England. I guess the number. I would go like this: India, England, Australia, West Indies, tied, and then New Zealand.
Wow. Rohan, what about you?
You know, I actually agree with Karam on this one, surprisingly. I mean, actually, we agree a lot, but...
Is this the first time?
No, I think it's you I keep disagreeing with, Pranav. Especially on the policy of rotating bowlers, which we will carry to our graves anyways.
We'll bring that in.
Yeah, I think India, England, West Indies, Australia. I don't see New Zealand as that much of a threat, but I don't know. New Zealand is good, and they have a lot of high-performing IPL players. But Aussies are 6-1. I totally agree with Karam. I think they're being underrated.
Okay. So now, you know what the thing is with these tournaments is it always ends up being like who peaks at the right time. right? It just always ends up being that. And that's why I think these preseason matches, I mean, these warm-up games really don't mean anything. New Zealand, it's always does well in tournaments. And Sri Lanka used to be that team that used to do well in tournaments, but then they obviously self-destructed themselves. But I like New Zealand, and I like the Windies. I don't like Australia. I mean, they lost. In the last T20 series, they got destroyed by Bangladesh, bro.
In Bangladesh, that's true. That is true.
Yeah,
that
yeah. True. I mean, it's like, I mean, that was just, I mean, a sign of real destruction. And what I don't understand about Australia, which is, I really want some thought on this, is that they've got, in my view, the second best T20 league in the world in the Big Bash.
Yeah.
Okay, I it's just an amazing T20. And could also even rival the IPL in some ways. In terms of the quality of cricket, the how competitive it is. I don't understand what has happened to this national side. Whether it's the politics, whether it's the attitude, whether it's the leadership or what the hell it is. But you see even, or maybe they're just sticking with the wrong guys. David Warner's been out of form for a while. Maybe he shouldn't have been picked in the squad. I don't care if he's a game changer or not. Maybe he's, I mean, he's benched by his IPL team.
Yeah.
As the captain of the squad, you know. So I don't know. I don't agree on the Australia part at all.
Can we examine this a bit, Pranav? Because if you look at Aaron Finch and Maxwell can take a game by themselves, right? They're a fantastic batsmen. And as you said, they got their bowling lineup is second to none. I think when you have they have Cummins, Hazelwood, Stark, Maxwell. And Zampa has been pretty effective. They got Ashton Agar to spin. I mean, it's a pretty solid lineup, but you're right, PG, in the sense that there's some sort of weakness in that top order, mainly because of Warner and Steve Smith kind of not really showing up in the shortest format.
Yeah, bro, because I think if you lose two or three early, it is like if you get Glenn Maxwell in the eighth over or the ninth over, I mean, I don't like that. I don't like Maxwell in that early because he's going to be a reverse sweeper second shot of the day.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't give a shit. That's the way he plays. I mean, you've seen that in the IPL. And yeah, he's in very good form. And the best part is for Australia is he spent a lot of time in Dubai. Playing in those wickets, playing in those conditions, etc. So I like it. But I just feel it's just too much dependence on if you're in your batting, you're depending only on Finch and Warner. I mean, sorry, Finch and Maxwell. It's just way too much.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think of the West Indies, guys?
They bat deep, man, the Australians. I will tell you, even, you know, you get the Stark, the Cummins or whatever,
they can hit
10 or 15 runs. Yeah, they're good. I don't know. They're a tournament side and their record shows it. Interesting. Let's see. But Windies, I love the Windies, man. I really wish they were, like, more competitive in all forms of cricket.
I
really love the West Indies.
Can I just read this out? I mean, this is the team. Gale, Bravo, Evan Lewis, Kieran Pollard, Lendl Simmons, and Hetmyer. I mean, this is like a power-packed lineup, man. Brave. Everyone can reach the boundary.
Yeah, but there's
a power-packed lineup. There may be a power-packed lineup, but listen, the picking of Gale has been heavily criticized.
Right?
Because he hasn't. I mean, we're not. You know, we're not in 2000 and whatever 8 anymore. Right, so the fact that this guy is still in the squad is a bit. I mean, okay, you want to take him in because there's a wild card, but you know, I wouldn't. Frankly, I don't like the thing. And the other thing, these guys are old, man. Lendl Simmons is 30. What is he? 36, 37.
Even
odd.
Kieran Pollard and stuff. He's not in the best. Yeah. He looks heavy. You know.
Yeah. So I mean, the team looks. I mean.
So are you saying that they're the Chennai Super Kings of the T20 World Cup?
Yeah.
You could say that. You could actually say that Chennai Super. And just to, as a segue for a minute, that this guy you had, he benched Suresh Raina and he got in Robin Uthappa, who scored 90 runs in the last two matches.
There you
go. He's got a 60 and a 30.
Beast.
Right? I mean, this is just unbelievable. Like, no one would have expected Robin Uthappa to do that. And Faf in the final. So, I mean, yeah, if these guys have that kind of run, then good luck to the West Indies. But that's the thing with me and the West Indies is I just think that at any point of time, if they are in that zone of clicking and they are in that fun zone, I mean, they could kill it. But I mean, they're not, I don't know. I'm not a big
they have their flaws.
Fan of their squad.
Let's put it that way.
Sure. glaring.
And their bowling yeah. would definitely be a flaw. I don't see much there.
What about England, guys?
Good side. Very good side. World Cup holders. By fluke. I guess again, Ben's. Yeah, well, whether they won or not is debatable. I was there, but anyway, Ben Stokes is. He's not playing, right? He's out of this squad as well. So
no,
Stokes
not
is not playing.
Squad, no. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit of a loss for them. But still, I think it's a good squad.
Sam Curran is also lost. Sam Curran.
Yeah, correct. Correct. He's been
replaced
injured.
By Tom Curran. Yeah.
Decent, okay side, I guess. On the, they're not that exciting a team, frankly, I don't think. Ian Morgan is
one of
the greatest of form.
Ian Morgan's out of form, you're right. Johnny Bairstow. I mean, Bairstow, Butler, and who was the third big hitter they had? I guess it was... Roy Bairstow and Butler. That's a pretty formidable, you know, top order. And I wouldn't put anything past them. Moeen Ali's been playing well. Adil Rashid, I think, is it's kind of overrated. Chris Wokes as an all-rounder gives them a lot of depth. Their all-rounders make the difference, I think. They have Chris Wokes, they have Moeen Ali, they have, I guess Curran is more of a bowler, right, than an all-rounder now. Pretty well-balanced squad. I think they might be a little suspect in the spin department, which I think might come back to haunt them in the UAE. What do you guys think?
I guess that's where Moeen comes in, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, well, just there's
that Tymal Mills, right, who is also quite exciting. They seem quite excited about him. That
Is he some mystery
what's
spinner?
His name? That David Malin, right? That
He's
there as well.
He's going to what? Do you think he'll be number three or something, right? Or he's a top
I
order
think so,
batsman.
Right? Yeah, he's very much
the number one rated T20 batsman in the world, they say, right?
Well, he's in the top 10, I know. I don't know number one. Number one all-rounder is that Afghanistani fellow, right?
Rashid Khan, the best. Love him.
No, so let's talk about... Because actually, looking at these squads, I can't see an all-out favorite, man.
India.
I mean, we're going to talk about the India squad next. Okay, let's just move to that, right? Let's move to that. We are the favorite overwhelmingly 2.5-1. That is seriously an overwhelming favorite to win this. Rohan, why don't you get us started?
I see very few weaknesses in our squad, and the weaknesses that are there are in the top order. So let's talk about it. Should we start with the batting lineup?
Must
whatever you want, man. It's
so
your...
I mean, I think the logic that they had was Rohit would open with Ishan Kishan, taking a left-right combo, but with Ishan having a suspect IPL and just a last match he played well, and KL Rahul absolutely dominating. I think he's...
And Ishan played well in the warm-up game also. He played really well.
Okay. So it's going to be... The top order will be Rohit, and then either Rahul or Ishan, followed by Kohli at number three. And the number four was supposed to be Sky, but I think he may lose that to Rahul. I think that's our top four with Pant at five, which
Rahul?
I think is a pretty solid. KL Rahul, yeah.
Well,
you
Rahul and Sharma
won't
open, in your opinion?
I think they will in place of Ishan, which means that Ishan would probably come in later in the order. But the problem with that in our top five is then we have two left-handers at four and five. It would have been better to space them, but I don't think we have much of a choice, which is why they may opt with Ishan opening and KL coming down the order. So we have a left-right combo with Pant. So there's a bit of shuffling that has to go on. But what do you guys think of that? That's our top order. I think it's pretty solid.
So I don't see KL not opening, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
like,
fair,
because
too,
he had a superb IPL. He's been in great form. And the difference is he's come back from that England tour with a confidence that he's probably never had in his career. Right? He went on that England tour, everyone questioning his spot on the side, had a superb test series, come back and had a superb IPL, had a superb warm-up game against England. I can't see him not opening.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And listen, there's a little bit of a wild card. Kohli wants to open as well, by the way.
I don't think he's going to do. I don't think he's going to.
I think they announced.
He's got KL and he's got Rohit.
Yeah, so he comes in at
two. Did they announce something?
No, they asked, actually, when they announced the team, the selector specifically said Kohli's not going to open. So I think...
Yeah, because I don't think, because you've got Rahul and Rohit to open, and if you've got Ishan at four, And you're saying you have Pant at 5?
Yeah. Actually, we have
and
3.
And Hardik at 6?
No,
I don't think Hardik plays, dude. I don't think you play, how do you play Hardik if he can't bowl. I don't understand. How do you
they
play
won't.
Hardik? I don't think Hardik
should
have been in. I don't think Hardik should have been on this.
Yeah, I don't think
he should have been
speaking.
In there.
I have no idea what the hell he's doing there.
Unless they're hoping that he starts bowling last minute. And I don't know.
But so
the one flaw that we have is that now if we talk about, you know, these are our top 5. 6, 7, 8 will have to be basically number 6 to 11 have to bowl so that we get 6 bowlers in, which means 6, 7, 8.
You got Ravi Jadeja in.
You have Ravi Jadeja.
Does Ashwin play?
Ashwin plays at 8.
Apparently Ashwin plays because you guys haven't seen the headline. You guys aren't in Bombay, man. The headlines of Kohli praising Ashwin are just amazing.
Oh, really?
All our conspiracy theories from the last episode are like how amazing Ashwin is. So, yeah, I mean, I guess they kissed and make up or whatever it is. But, yeah.
So, the Shardul selection, I think, has been a replacement for Hardik the bowler.
He's an all-rounder, probably, right?
No, and then...
exactly.
And they took out Aksar. They took out Aksar.
Because
right?
Aksar's moved to the reserves. Aksar is a like-for-like replacement for Jadeja. So as long as Jadeja is playing, Aksar doesn't play. So if Ravi Jadeja gets injured, they'll shift Aksar from reserves to the squad. That's the logic.
Look, so anyways, going back to our 11, right? So you have Ravi Jadeja at 6.
Yeah.
Right? And at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 4 bowlers.
7 and 8 would be...
5 bowlers we're talking about.
Yeah, so we have 6 bowlers total, including Ravi Jadeja. Yeah, so it'll be Ashwin and Shardul at 7 and 8, which is a slightly long tail. And 9, 10, 11. 10 and 11 are basically the two of the three. Bumrah, Shami, and Bhuvi. They will probably rotate them around depending on form and, you know, whatever.
And form, Bumrah should come in at
Shami.
7, bro.
Probably Shami and
bowling,
Bumrah.
Bowling form.
No, I know.
Yeah, Shami should be... opening in that case in tests.
So you're saying Shardul gets in ahead of Bhuvi. Let's assume Shami and Bumrah are there.
Yeah.
You're saying Shardul gets in?
Yeah, there may be a toss up between Bhuvi and Shardul, but Shardul is a proper bat and he can't tonk the ball.
Fair enough. I mean, so then you have two spinners in Ashwin and Jadeja.
And a spinner at number 10. So just to repeat the lineup. Number 6, Jadeja. Number 7, Shardul. Number 8, Ashwin. 9 would be probably be Varun Chakravarti. 10, Shami. 11, Bumrah. Shami / Bhuvi.
No, I think you've counted 12 players, bro.
Yeah, dude.
No. 6 is Jadeja. 7 is Shardul. 8 is Ashwin. 9 is Chakravarti. 10 is either Bhuvi or Shami. And 11 is Bumrah. So 6 bowlers... 5 batsmen, and off the bowlers, 3 are all-rounders.
So you have Chakravarti in, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a call as to whether we play a 4th pacer. I don't know. That sounds a bit overkill. 3 spinners, 3 pacers seems like a good balance, right, for the UAE?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they'd probably go with experience maybe initially and give Bhuvi, even though he got tonked in that warm-up game. But again, warm-up games mean absolutely nothing, I think. What I had a question for you, Rohan, is Prithvi Shaw is where? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, he's not on the squad. My mistake. Sorry. My bad. I don't know if you've recovered from that shock, whether the counseling sessions are helping, but yes, Prithvi Shaw is not on the squad. Okay. Fine. So I like it. How do you like the squad, though? Let's assume that's the 11. Do you guys like the squad?
Yeah. We don't have a better one.
No, but I mean, that's why, for me, there's no overwhelming favorite. Like, KL Rahul.
No, I think we are. We have a decent squad. I think decent squad.
I think we have a great... No, I'm not saying we don't have a great squad. I think we have a very good squad. But, I mean, to say we're overwhelming favorite, I mean, I don't know.
Tell me something. Where is the weakness in this squad?
It's just about people performing, right? It's form. It's not a question of weakness. Okay. It's a question of form.
But that is weakness, right? Yeah, it's a question of form, right? I mean,
These guys are all in form. They've all had fantastic IPLs, barring Sky and Ishan. Sky is not going to be in the first 11.
Pant?
Has had an off and on IPL. Fair enough.
Kohli, decent. Okay, Kohli.
Kohli, fantastic. He's been incredible on the top of the order.
Pant has had a pretty crappy IPL, to be honest with you.
Rohit Sharma hasn't had a great one.
Rohit Sharma has had a pretty very, I'm looking at Rohit's last scores. Okay.
Yeah.
18, 22, 7, and 8. Okay. Yeah. He had his high score was.
What's he striking at?
I don't have the strike rate in front of me, but basically his high score, I mean, he came back from the test. His first match scored in September scored 33, then 43, and then 8, 7, 22, 18. Whatever the strike rate is, bro, if you're scoring single digits or you're just about scoring 18 or, you know, 22, that's not ideal.
Yeah, right? Rohit's striking at 130. I mean, from the Mumbai matches I watched, he basically just, his job was to get off to a start. And yeah, I mean, Rohit is Rohit. He's going to come through. So, I mean, yeah, okay, fair enough.
You guys think there might be four misses, right? Like, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, if
we're really stretching the weakness thing here.
Dude, but if you're trying to say Rohit Sharma's in form, I don't buy it. I don't buy it whatsoever.
I wouldn't say he's out of form. Him and Pant are like middling.
Well, I don't know about Pant middling, man. The little bit, whatever I've watched of Pant, he looks, I mean, he's swinging around left, right, and you can get those edges, but Pant didn't look that great. Rohit didn't look that great. Virat looked okay. Virat looked like he's getting back into his form, so that looks good. KL looks fantastic.
Pant is the 10th highest scorer in the IPL, 419 runs at 128. So maybe that was in the first half and he struggled a bit in the back half.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at let me just pull up Pant's last few innings, right? He had a 29 not out, he had a 6, okay, he had a 51, then he had a 10, he had a 15. Nothing that stood out, dude. Nothing that stood out. Like, what I'm trying to say is, no one is, besides KL Rahul,
Kohli.
No one is standing out. Yeah, Kohli, okay, you could say Kohli, right? And Kohli looks like a little bit measured, but whatever, he's scoring runs.
Yeah, but Jadu no was okay. You're right, nobody is.
Jadeja's having the IPL of his life.
No, bro, you take the top five guys, besides KL Rahul and Kohli. Any of those guys really like shining out to you saying, wow, man, no. These guys are going to kill it. None, right? So, I mean, you have three out of the top five that aren't really looking that spectacular. Yes, Jadeja is just an all-round great cricketer. So, I mean, to say that this side doesn't have weaknesses or this side looks amazingly solid, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they actually perform and get their stuff. In fact, if you ask me, my money's on Ishan Kishan doing better out of all these guys.
I hope so.
Because I think he got his nick back a little bit in the last match, did well in the warm-up game. Maybe he got his head sorted, getting dropped was a good idea. You know, I think he may stand out. But so guys, I don't know. I
have a question for you guys, because this left-right combo has been the big flavor of the season this year in IPL. And, you know, all the coaches, commentators are talking about what a massive advantage it is. So I see two things which potentially worry me about the Indian side. I don't like the idea of Ishan Kishan, Pant and Jadeja following each other. So we have four right-handers and then three left-handers. It kind of seems a bit off. And the second thing that worries me is our tail too long? Because does our tail start with Shardul at 7? Those are the two half weaknesses I see.
Yeah, it does, bro. I mean, I don't know about the left hand, right hand. That's really how the bowlers handle that, but it's a fair point. But yeah, tail does start at 7. I mean, I don't know, man. This team is not giving me any confidence. I'm not saying they won't win it, right? I mean, if I had to pick a squad out of all the squads, sure, I'd take India. But I don't know, man. It's not. I'm not loving it.
I guess we'll wait and see. Yeah,
we'll see what Ravi Shastri does with this squad.
Okay,
it's interesting. Dhoni, what do you think his role is actually in this side? But anyway,
on Dhoni,
yeah, what the hell is his role, mentor? What does that mean? Like, you do the captaincy from somewhere else and send bottle boys out with messages telling Kohli what to do?
Yes.
No, here's the thing with Dhoni, right? No, but here's the thing, right? With Dhoni is the key to his captaincy was on the field.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what
you
I
get
thought,
down
right?
to the 18th over, 19th over. You want Dhoni there picking your bowler, setting your field, keeping everyone calm. Keeping
Dude, I want him hitting the last six to win the match. What? How many? Come on. That's what you want, right? But so it's interesting.
So I don't know how he's going to do that. So, I mean, look, whatever. We'll figure out his role. And, you know, Mahi Bhai being there is always a good is always a good thing. So we'll see that. Okay. So before we move on to the topic about our new coach, Rahul Dravid, just one quick question. Predictions for India-Pakistan on the 24th?
Pakistan.
We're going to lose.
We're going to lose Pakistan. There's no way, guys. I'm going with India. Charu, I'm always with you on predictions, but this time I'm not.
Even my optimism doesn't extend to an India-Pakistan match. There I'm going to just go in, assuming we lose, and then if we win, I'm happy. But no, no way.
All right. Let's move on to the... okay, let's move on to the new coach. Rahul Dravid is going to take over from Ravi Shastri.
Preeti, you're the only man in India who's upset.
No, I like Shastri. I love Shastri. I think Dravid...
I'm not upset, but let me just give you my logic on this whole thing. Right? I think Dravid, no matter what he does... So, firstly, let me give you a full this thing. Dravid's my favorite Indian cricketer of all time. More than anyone else. Okay? More than Sachin, MS... any of these guys.
Kamli?
Just barely above those two guys. So,
Paras
so, Devashish Mohanty, we can list goes on.
Anyway, let's go, yeah.
So I think no matter what he does in cricket, whether it's coach, as a cricketer, whatever, he's always going to contribute, right? There's no doubt his value is going to be there. My issue is this, right? There has been no greater developer of talent in our country, and we haven't seen, at least as my memory serves, I don't remember a deeper bench strength in our country than what it is currently today. Whether it's Test cricket, ODI, T20, whatever it is, the bench strength is phenomenal. The young guys that we talked about have all come under this guy, right? Not Virat and Rohit and stuff, because, well, they're not the young guys anymore, but the young guys have all come under this guy. If you look at even boards that are organized, right? Forget boards that are cricket boards that are disorganized, right? Australia had single-handedly one of the greatest teams of all time, right? They went through a major lull, okay? Because the bench eventually couldn't come up to what the standard was. The West Indies did it, okay? The West Indies board had issues. Sri Lanka, it's going through a major redevelopment, like I said. We have developed a bench strength. Yes, you have to give credit to the IPL and our system and the BCCI, etc. But this guy has played a major role in it. To move him to coach of India, like, would he add value? Of course he'll add value. I don't doubt that, right? But I think that there is no one who... You can find another coach for India, but to find a guy who can maintain this that much or do this kind of thing, I don't think it's much harder to do that. So I would have preferred another coach. Having said that, that's fine. I think it'll be great. I don't see an issue. You're on mute, Ron.
Well said, PG. I have nothing to argue on that point. I mean, you're right. I didn't think about the hole it would leave at the national setup.
Yeah, fair enough. But he's here now, so let's hope the bugger wins some shit.
Yeah, and the other thing is actually just one last thing I'm just also curious about is, dude, we've seen relationships, we've seen Ganguly and John Wright, and we've seen Ganguly and Greg Chappell. We've seen Virat Kohli and Ravi Shastri, and see Virat Kohli and
Kumble.
and Anil Kumble, right? So, I mean, that's going to be interesting to see. Both have interesting personalities, different personalities. So, I hope that pans out. And you never know, right, how that's going to
pan
out.
So, here's the interesting question. Who's the captain after him? Okay, T20, we know it's probably Rohit Sharma. I think it is confirmed to be Rohit Sharma. So, who are the captains that he gets? But anyway, I guess that's topic for next time.
That's a topic for next time. We can talk about who the future is post that. Thanks for listening, guys. We will continue this during the T20 World Cup. And we will see you guys soon.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.